This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, May 28th. Well, volatility in the grain market continues as trade with China remains uncertain. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Well, I tell you what, it doesn't get any more volatile. It's still trading that way down here across all the products that we've got here at the CME Group. But I guess as I've sat in the chair here, we've just seen hogs go limit down. That's probably something we should kind of touch on. Now, the July contract, we've been talking about 88 as a level. That would be a level or a line in the sand that the technicians are going to look at about whether or not this contract can bounce off it or trade through it. Well, guess what? Limit down is like 87.95, right? So right there, we're going to have to wait and see how it next opens up to give us a clue about what that trend might be. That's going to be something that the technicians will trade off of, and it will, you know, it'll give us the next trend for the next few days until maybe something else comes out of China.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 19 and a quarter at 490 and a quarter. July corn was up 14 and a half at 404 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 605. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May was up 16 and three quarters, ranging from 612 to 622. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May was up 13 and three quarters, ranging from 633 to 648. Live cattle for June was up 37.5 cents at 111.10. August feeder cattle were up 20 cents at 142.62.5. And May class 3 milk was unchanged at 1638.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.